Hey, this is MuckDoc from themoneygoround.com. It is Tuesday, August 30th, 2011. This is Audio Boo number 106. And yes, I do realize it's been, like almost a month since I've done an Audio Boo, but boy, life's been crazy for me. But without going into too much detail, you know I have a new puppy, right? That's one issue, and then I'm doing some landscaping in the evening and stuff, so that's kind of taking my time and sapped my energy from thinking about stuff. Plus the fun factory, always fun. So, anyways, hey, you know, over the past month, the market's been extremely exciting, right? Extremely volatile. Lots of reasons, you know, from Europe to Apple, Steve Jobs, to, you know, just U.S. economic numbers and the worries about a recession. There have been so many things, and I've been writing about it. Still on the blog. I still try to get there every day. You know, my thoughts right now, I'm just going to talk about Apple stock, because it's one I've mentioned over the past couple years that I've been worried about investing, and one of the reasons I haven't owned it is because of the uncertainty about Steve Jobs. Now, he, you know, he's really been an innovator and a pioneer, and I think a lot of the value in Apple stock is because of Steve Jobs, is because of their way to innovate in a way that makes technology products consumer-friendly. And even though I think we all recognize that the iPhone, the iPod, and the iPad are huge winners, and they will continue to be for whatever their life cycle is, it's what comes next is what worries me about the stock. I mean, will they have the same kind of innovation for whatever kind of technology is in the future? You know, I'm sure Tim Cook will do a great job with the current product life cycle, and as you know, as far as I'm concerned, I'll probably continue to buy Apple products. But whether or not that will, whether the stock will reflect the premium of their future innovative potential, that's where my concern is. So I'm not sure it'll be a leader anymore. You know, when you look at stocks, when you look at the stock market in a rally, you're looking for stock leaders, stocks that outperform the averages, right? Well, Apple has been one of those stocks, but is Apple going to be one of those stocks going forward? That's what I doubt. I mean, I don't think Green Mountain Coffee will be for a heck of a long time either. But it's every bull phase has their leaders, and I think Apple's had their time in the sun, and I would expect a period of slower growth, even though they will be expanding their dominance in cell phones and tablets. You know, probably over the foreseeable future. You know, at some point, somebody's going to build a better mousetrap, as they say. You know, I know Samsung's got one, and, you know, my coworkers have one, and it's, you know, with the 4G speed, and, you know, it's a pretty slick device. I don't know if it's an iPad buster, but it's pretty close. I mean, the network speed is a lot faster, and that's the kind of thing I think folks are going to start looking for soon. And then, you know, have Sony coming out with some tablets, and I think that somebody will build a better mousetrap. But it's not just the tablet wars. It's whatever comes after the tablets, right? That's what I'm worried about. So Apple stock's still doing really well. I mean, they're going to make a ton of money, right? They're going into China and all over the place. And they're expanding their carrier. Their carriers, you know, they went out with Verizon this year. And the rumor is Sprint with the next announcement. So Apple's going to be fine for a while. But whether we'll see some deflation in the price and the P.E. multiple of the stock and the valuation, that's what concerns me. But the stock, heck, the company will do great. It's just the stock I'm worried about. Anyways, hey, it is Tuesday, the week before Labor Day. Heck, I'm going to have to blog about the week before Labor Day, too. Remember last year, right? That was the bottom. So, I hope you're having a great one.